الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the pact and agreement and covenant that was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to bring iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they turned against that. It was due to their haughtiness, etc., that they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahud and Nasara. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, O Ahli Kitab, now referring to both groups, the Yahud and Nasara, Allah says to them, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تُخْفُونَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That certainly our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to you, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to you many of the things that you are concealing in your kitab. So when we say Kitab, it means the Torah and Injil, because we are referring to Yahud and Nasara. So there were many things that they were concealing there, and part of that was the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And there are so many things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't speak about. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overlooked that. He didn't talk about that. In other words, things that they did, and their books have it mentioned, it stated, etc., but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't speak about that because it had nothing to do, or it was not related to any ahkam, shari'ah, any laws of sharia, etc. So in other words, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to speak about that, then it would be more of a disgrace for them, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now talking about stuff that is mentioned in their kitabs, but it had nothing related to ahkam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overlooked that. He didn't mention anything regarding that. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew about it. And Quran here mentions, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that there's so many things that he just overlooked, he didn't talk about, he just ignored. قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Certainly, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a nur, a light has come to you, and a clear book. So some of us here mentioned that nur refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Some of us here mentioned that nur refers to iman, Islam. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ is this clear book, that is the Qur'an. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. In fact, in the books of Tafsir, there's an incident also mentioned of how a Yahudi came to test Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see, is he a genuine prophet or not? And he asked about something, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply. And then, because it was not related to anything regarding ahkam, etc., and his test was to see if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not reply, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a genuine prophet because of this verse. He knows what was mentioned in the Quran, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, that there's so many things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just overlooked and he didn't mention, he didn't talk about it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides by the means of this kitab, or it could be by the means of this nur Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever follows and pursues ridwanahu, doing things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody is sincere and he wants to please Allah, Allah will guide him through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through this kitab. Subul as-salami, this refers to the pathways of peace. In other words, he will be guided to those things that will save him from adab. Rather, it will bring him into eternal happiness and peace, that is Jannah, and it will save him from adab, from Jahannam. Or it could refer to Deenul Islam as well. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or this kitab, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the means of this kitab, will remove the people from darknesses and bring them into light. Here, if you see this word "zulumat," one will if you have to see this word, it's plural. And if you see the word "nur," "nur" is singular. So, why "zulumat" is mentioned, that Allah will remove you from darknesses? This means لِتَعَدُّدِ أَنْوَاعِ الْكُفْرِ, because darknesses, there's so many different types of kufr. So by the means of this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah will remove people from all darknesses, that means from all types of kufr, and Allah will bring you into what is just one faith, and that is light, nothing else but one faith, and that is Deenul Islam. Allah will remove you from all types of kufr and bring you into one deen, one light, and that is Deenul Islam through His permission. And Allah says, وَيَهْدِيهِمْ, so they guide people through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and Allah will guide them to a straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on a straight path, may Allah keep us the iman and istiqamah upon even us, our families and progenies to come till the day of Qiyamah.